The Kansas House didn't wait for the Senate to vote on an adjusted tax cut bill and sent the governor one that the budget office said would leave the state more than $2.5 billion short by 2017. To that, Senate President Steve Morris said,
"It would be devastating to education, to corrections, to social services."
Morris said the Senate bill that passed was designed as a starting point for negotiations. The prevailing story was that Governor Brownback convinced conservative House leaders to pass that bill rather than accept less tax cuts than he wanted. The failure of conservative and moderate Republicans to agree on any state or congressional redistricting resulted in a delay of the filing deadline for coming Kansas primaries. House Speaker Mike O'Neill said the stalemate was over whether the Senate's plan for its districts was designed to protect its moderate majority.
"I respect tradition when it's the right thing to do. I do not respect it when it is used for a bad motive."
Moderate Senate leadership killed a House plan to move up the date when proof of citizenship is required for first-time voter registration, and Democrats like Ann Ma couldn't stop the House from passing a bill called the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act.
"Tax breaks don't cause abortions. Unwanted pregnancies cause abortions. Could we work on that for a change?"
But Senate President Morris cast it aside, saying it would endanger the accreditation of the KU Medical School. The House finished its version of a budget bill that pleased Speaker Mike O'Neill.
"I like the fact that we stayed fairly lean, but did address what I consider to be some of the essential things that we needed to get funded."
But no Democrats voted for the budget. The Missouri legislature finished its budget and in the process agreed on $3 million more for higher education, dedicated funding for veterans' homes, and a scaled-back version of a health care program for the blind with premiums for some and an income ceiling. Republican Senator Jim Lemke said he'd take that budget bill to court.
"Such an action could violate the constitutional restriction that a bill be limited to one subject, Article 3, Section 23.
House Democrats like Sarah Lampe said Missouri needs more revenue.
"I urge you to take action so next year's budget won't be Missouri's version of the Hunger Games."
Lampe called for a tax amnesty program, sales taxes on internet purchases, and higher taxes on cigarettes. The legislature also sent Missouri voters a proposed constitutional amendment that would give the governor more power in choosing appellate and Supreme Court judges. The Kansas City City Council approved the new 3-year contract with Firefighters Local 42. Councilman Jim Glover was one critic.
"I opposed the joining of the ambulance department and the fire department way back in 1999. Didn't think it would work. Don't think the ambulance service has functioned well now."
Glover and Ed Ford voted against the contract. Wrapping up the week, police searched the waters of Indian Creek all week for a sign of Jeffrey Bridges of Overland Park, who disappeared last Sunday after saying he was going to check out floodwaters. Johnson County motor vehicle offices were plagued with problems related to a new computer system all week. Richard Buckley was released from prison after serving 4 years for the killing of his law partner, and Sean Pernice was sentenced to 15 years for killing his wife, who disappeared in 2009. This is KCUR.